Hi, I'm Dr. Amrita Basu, and you are listening to the Health Wellbridge podcast. Today, I'm going to tell you what I wish for the world and how I make my wishes come true. The only main wish I have right now is for the world to heal and COVID to go away. But do wishes come true? Will wishes come true if I wish a lot, every day, all day till they come true? I once wrote a letter called Writing a Letter to the Universe on the blog. It's one of my most popular posts. I'm a big believer in the collective consciousness, the power of the prayer. Our brain cells are amazing. They produce tiny amounts of electricity, which helps transmit signals between the neurons. That's what an electroencephalogram or an EEG measures. Is it possible that these itsy-bitsy bits of electricity can send out signals which together with millions of such signals is what the collective consciousness is made of? Or is that just a theory? Theory or not, there's no harm in continuing doing good work and praying hard for the world to heal. When I read the book Ikigai, I realized that the Japanese wisdom is very similar to the Indian traditional wisdom. We do share a lot of history, but the most important takeaway was how staying active keeps us healthy. Activity is really crucial for a long and a fruitful life. Using our hands to work and our brain to think is life-saving and soul-enriching. It also ensures that you have a good life. COVID showed me what my family is made of and what we can do when our back is hitting the wall. We do a lot of gardening and doodling as a family together. But if you really want to have a long, peaceful, productive life, you need the right kind of people around you. But that's a total different track. Right now, I'll tell you what I wish for the world. I want the world to heal. I want the world to find its friends and make people forget all the artificial differences. Let all children get equal opportunities for education and living in a beautiful world. Let nature be restored in its glory. Let the flowers bloom, birds fly and leaves dance. Let us all find peace. Let our loved ones be safe. Let all children learn how to care. They are the future and we need to teach empathy. Let us all learn to be creators and not mere consumers. Let entrepreneurship be a mandatory subset like literacy. Let financial wisdom be taught at schools. Let us remember this time because no experience is without its lessons. Let the vaccine come soon. Let the medicines get better. Let us take better care of our body so that we can be stronger. Let there be sense and sensibility. Let those who prey on others' weaknesses be exposed and learn their lesson. Let evil be destroyed. Let China find its nemesis, karma is tricky, and each action has an equal and opposite reaction. Let us all have hope in our words, faith in our heart, and prayers on our lips. What is your prayer for the world today? I need to tell you one more thing. When writing a letter to the universe doesn't work is when you don't focus on it. There's a very famous quotation by Andy Andrews. He says, "Remember, whatever you focus upon increases." When you focus on the things you need, you will find those needs increasing. If you concentrate your thoughts on what you don't have, you will soon be concentrating on other things that you had forgotten you don't have and feel worse. It's a brain loop. You get sucked into that loop. If you set your mind on loss, you're more likely to lose. But a grateful perspective brings happiness and abundance into a person's life. That's what is important. The life that you lead needs to show you that you can live gratefully. My daughter has her online exams going on now. She seems to enjoy the interactions with the teachers. Having nice teachers are very important for so many reasons. Making learning fun and exams stress-free are just two of them. Now my daughter decided to share her tips for her exams. I have a blog post link below which will give you a clue behind what's happening in her mind, and there's a picture on the blog post that I think you will really like. She also drew a step-by-step dance stick figure to teach me a new dance, then decided to fit a song to it. Currently, all these activities are keeping us happy. The Durga Puja shopping is non-existent this year, and the little one has never asked for a new dress, but is happy to go through a collection and dress it up. That's something I'm learning from her. As a mother, I'm learning so many things. The most difficult part is to unlearn reactions and focus on the actions. It's been 7 days since the daily blogging challenge started and it already feels like forever, but I'm really trying and the podcasting twice a week is working too, I think. I'm constantly asking myself why I even try all this. I think blogging, podcasting, it's a discipline of it that I really like. The connection with my audience comes very high on the list, but the discipline, I think it helps me. So what are my top learnings as a mother in 2020? I think I will never say never again. I really never thought I will be teaching her everything. Like, I mean everything. And it is way more work than you can even imagine. If you're not teaching a 7-8 year old, then you will not understand what I'm talking about. But this is the time when they have a world perspective. They start learning new things. They are curious. They never stop asking questions. And I really realize how similar we are when she asks non-stop questions about everything. But really, you can do it literally. Digital is amazing, but human contact is human contact. I miss meeting my friends and my family for get-togethers and parties and all the pujo stuff. Thank God there are schools and teachers who are, you know, doing such a great job even in such difficult times. Schooling is way more than just studies. Spouses are really made of sugar, spice and all things nice, plus a pinch of fairy dust, because if it's not for my husband, I don't know how would, you know, I'd be coping with all this crazy. Being stuck with someone who is not a friend is very, very difficult. I can't wait to get pricked by a vaccine which protects me against COVID. I'm totally okay with getting a vaccine as soon as it is approved and staying safe till then. I can now cook almost everything. Actually, I can eat almost everything I cook, because I was not really that great a cook before. My daughter and my husband doesn't complain, but now I think I am doing pretty well and I can almost follow all recipes to a T. I'm getting tips for people managing by my daughter. They are working, I think, but nobody really tells me where I'm going wrong there. Whatever it is I'm trying to write, I try to do it every day now. My podcast has just crossed the 5,000 listens, and thank you so much for being a part of this journey. And if you are listening to this now, I am thanking you personally too. You have made me very happy by listening to my podcast. Let's see what the future holds. For now, I am downloading books, movies and writing my blog posts like I am in a time capsule. It's a ramble, sometimes some more. I'm podcasting, but I'm not sure how long we can all stay in this little cage we have created to get ourselves safe from corona. I wanted to share important life stuff, lessons, crucial tips, but October seems to be more chatty and, you know, introspective, and I'm doing more art than ever, and that's kind of strange for me because I have been studying science for so many years and I stopped drawing way back in class 5-6, I think, and with my daughter in this lockdown, I'm doing a lot of art, and that kind of helps me cope. I'm sure there's a lesson to learn from all this. Life is never going to be the same, I think, but I hope it will be better for all of us. But whatever it is, we will strive to live better one day at a time. This is Dr. Amrita, and if you really want to catch a glimpse of the art we created this weekend, go and watch, or basically go and read my blog post. There's a link in the description. Thank you. This podcast is brought to you by Health Wealth Bridge, and I'm Dr. Amrita, ENT surgeon based in Kolkata. Thank you so much for listening.